Good morning. I'd like to call our meeting to order here for the Board of Supervisors. Today's January 27th, 9:00 in the morning. We're going to do something different this morning. We're going to start this year and hopefully through the rest of the year, have an invocation before each of the, before the board meetings start each day, each Tuesday. And so this morning, after we stand for the pledge, if everybody could still remain standing, and then we will have an invocation by Father Ramon from St. Stanislaus. He'll start us off this year, and then we will make this multi-denominational. We'll have people from all across the county that will do the invocation for us, and we'll take up a little collection after. I'm just kidding on that part. Everybody, please stand for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So we pray. Almighty God, we stand before you in thanksgiving for all the good things we have in our life. We lift up prayers for our nation, our state, and county. We pray for our Board of Supervisors. Bless their leadership and give them wisdom, patience, and perseverance before all the issues and challenges they face. Help them make the proper decisions for the well-being of our county and its citizens. Keep safe those who protect us here and overseas. Guide all the different county organizations and programs together with their employees that their efforts don't go unnoticed and produce the appropriate result. May all of our citizens be responsible for our civic conduct and active contributors of a better and just society. Heal any divisions amongst us and teach us how to respect our differences and value what everyone can contribute. Enlighten us and give us the resources, human and material, to protect the vulnerable, the sick, the hungry, and the homeless in our community. Teach us to help those who are now in the criminal justice system so that they can rebuild their lives and be productive members of our communities. Bless our farms and dairies. Give the necessary rain and snow to our fields and mountains. Help us to preserve the gift of creation and use wisely the resources we have. Bless our businessmen and women and everyone who through their labors contribute to an honest and healthy standard of life. Give us your hand to help the unemployed. We pray in confidence, knowing that you love us and listen to our prayers. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Father Ramon. Okay, we're going to start off today here with a presentation, Central Catholic High School with their 2014 state football championship. I think if we could have Coach Roger Kanapka and Billy Hilla come up from our athletic director at Central Catholic. So we want to congratulate you guys on a great season here. You know, we had across the county, we're proud of all our high schools and all our teams that are out there. And this was a great season for you guys. I know it was the third year in a row winning the state championship. And I know in my own district here, I know we had some good recognition here over in the previous years here. And I think Modesto Christian had a great year this year. I think they made it into the playoffs. They were the Trans Valley League champions, and I know Oakdale. I can see Supervisor O'Brien over there making sure that we. Oakdale had a great season too, and almost made it all the way to the state championship. You're one game away from that, so another great year there. So, but I do want to say that District 3 still does rule, as far as And hopefully you guys will pick it up in your districts here. But anyway, we want to congratulate you guys on all you've done, and we'll give you a chance to talk here.
I'd like to thank the supervisors for having us here. It's our third year in a row. We're excited. Hopefully we'll be back next year. We've been here 3 years in a row, so we actually know how to get here. So, and he's right. He is in the best district, so we're pretty happy about that. But no, thanks for having us. And it was another great season, and hopefully we can be back next year.
The really fun part for me is that we spend the entire season competing in Oakdale. Is one of our rivals, and then once we get out of our section playoffs and out of league, we really start to root for each other and take pride in what each of our opponents does. And so when we're able to go down to the state championship, it's really an honor to represent not only Central Catholic High School, but our entire community. And so we're really proud to do that, and thanks again for this recognition.
We'll let you come on our
stage. Okay, it's time now for public comment. That'll be a portion here where anybody who wants to come up and say anything that's not on the agenda, not an agenda item today. I don't have any cards today. Anybody? Okay, very good. We'll move on to consent calendar. Anybody like to pull anything from consent calendar? Anybody from the audience like to pull anything? Okay, and can I have a motion?
Motion to approve the consent calendar.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, 5-0. Let's move on to P7. Approval of the Stanislaus County System Improvement Plan for the Child Welfare System of the Community Services Agency and the Probation Department, and approval to amend the salary and position allocation resolution in support of County System Improvement Plan. Kathy Harwell.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman Withrow, Board of Supervisors, CEO Risen, Mr. Doering, CEO staff, and members of the public. Thank you for allowing us to come before you today to share the work that has been done in developing the Stanislaus County Systems Improvement Plan. The Systems Improvement Plan is a joint plan between Stanislaus County Child Welfare and Probation Departments and is focused on improving the outcomes for families and children in our community. It is required to be submitted to the California Department of Social Services no later than January 31st, 2015, pending your approval today. I would like to also thank everyone for their assistance in developing this plan, including Jill Silva and her staff, Jan Viss, Julian Wren, Nanita Dean, Christine Huber, our child welfare staff, Health Services Agency, Behavioral Health and Recovery Services, and our community partners. Today with me presenting is Julian Wren.
Morning.
The plan is a story about how together, as a community, we can achieve safety and well-being for our children. The Community Services Agency receives over 10,000 calls annually for individuals expressing concerns about the well-being of children. Our overarching goal is to prevent children from being abused and/or neglected. We do this by working with parents, linking them to the services they need. In many situations, families are able to obtain services and children are able to remain safely in their homes. When that is not the case, and foster care is the only option to maintain a child's safety, our goal is to develop a plan that allows children to reunify safely with their parents. Unfortunately, there are situations when children are unable to return home, and for those children, our goal is to provide permanency as quickly as possible, adoption being the first priority. In fiscal year 13-14, 441 children and their parents were served in the family maintenance program. These families remained together while receiving services. 421 children and their parents were served in the family reunification program. These children either lived with relatives or lived in foster family homes with the goal of reunification. And 93 children were moved to permanency through adoption. Today, we will be sharing with you details about how we hope to improve outcomes related to these programs over the next 5 years. In 1994, amendments to the Social Security Act authorized the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to review state child and family service programs in order to determine how the outcomes of these programs conformed with federal law. In response, the Federal Children's Bureau developed nationwide review guidelines, known as the Child and Family Services Reviews. This marked the first time the federal government evaluated state welfare service programs using performance-based measures. The Child and Family Services Reviews are a mandated federal-state collaborative effort designed to help ensure that quality services are provided to children and families through the state child welfare systems. The reviews identify strengths and challenges in the state child welfare programs, focusing on outcomes for children and families in the areas of safety, permanency, and well-being. Based upon the federal review findings, the state is required to develop a program improvement plan to address areas not meeting and not conforming to the federal standards. California was the first state reviewed by the Federal Health and Human Services Agency in 2002. In preparation for this audit, three counties were chosen for the on-site reviews: Stanislaus County, Los Angeles, and San Mateo. None of the counties passed the audit, and as a result, California developed a mandated systems review process, and that's what we're here to talk to you about today. The federal government sets the national performance standards for all child welfare and probation agencies. Federal Health and Human Services Agency holds all states accountable for their performance through these periodic audits and case reviews. California's performance is based upon the cumulative performance of each of the 58 counties. California created its own system to periodically review each county's performance on specific federal standards. These periodic reviews require counties to evaluate their performance and develop focused systems improvement plans for areas in which they are not meeting federal standards. Today, we'll be addressing four of those standards with you. Counties concurrently review and analyze their performance and work in coordination with California to provide annual plan updates. So now I'd like to share with you a little bit about the process. Our current system improvement plan covered the years of 2010 through 2013. Due to changes at the state level, our new system improvement plan will span the years of 2015 to 2020. Over a year ago, Stanislaus County was notified that we're required to submit a new five-year systems improvement plan to the California Department of Social Services no later than January 31st, 2015. The plan must be reviewed by the state prior to submission and requires Board of Supervisor approval. The development of the systems improvement plan is a very complex process that requires input from multiple stakeholders, referred to as the peer review process. The peer review provides counties with qualitative information about their programs. It examines child welfare and probation practices and policies that impact outcomes for both children and families. The peer review also offers the opportunity for sharing successful efforts across counties. The review begins with a county self-assessment. The purpose of the county self-assessment is for child welfare agencies to take an in-depth look at the array of services that we provide to prevent children from being abused, to return children to home that is safe, to prevent children from returning to foster care, and to place children in a permanent safe home if they're unable to return to their parents. The self-assessment helps us identify any needs or areas of improvement. It's completed by analyzing statistical information, conducting focus groups, and holding stakeholder forums to fully involve the community in the analysis of the program and the problems in the community. The systems improvement plan ties the peer review process. Once the areas of improvement are identified, the county works with the California Department of Social Services to identify specific outcomes to focus on during the peer review process. And we'll share with those four outcomes that we'll be focusing on later in the presentation. The peer review is a process where the counties conduct a systematic review of child welfare and probation cases with the assistance of child welfare and probation staff from other counties in California. The peer review includes the facilitation of stakeholder and focus groups to get firsthand feedback about what's working well, what needs to be improved, and helps to identify specific action steps that will lead to improved outcomes. Once those things are completed, the system improvement plan is developed. The system improvement plan ties the county self-assessment and the peer review together to create a document that's before you today, that is used as a strategic guide to improving services to families in the community. The system improvement plan identifies specific strategies that will be utilized, outlines specific goals, and built-in timeframes and staffing to monitor the county's performance and identifies required resources. The next step is the County Board of Supervisor approval. Once the county and the Department of Social Services agree upon the finished system improvement plan, the plan is required to be reviewed by the Board of Supervisors and gain their approval. After the plan has been approved and submitted, counties are required to do quarterly data reports. Outcomes are monitored quarterly to provide the county a way to analyze its performance on an ongoing basis and provides an opportunity to make adjustments to improve strategies. County analyzes our quarterly data and conducts a conference call with the state California Department of Social Services to discuss progress. And then annually, we're required to submit a report that updates the system improvement plan document to reflect what has been accomplished and to analyze performance on the outcome goals. This is also the opportunity to explain in writing if there are any adaptations to the strategies and explain the reasons why. Over the past year, a series of interviews and focus groups were held with stakeholder representatives in order to develop our focus outcomes and strategies for our system improvement plans. This slide represents the number of counties that were involved with both child welfare and probation in the review. This is the first part of the peer review process. The peer review was a three-day long on-site review conducted by a peer county child welfare and probation team. Peers from seven different California counties spent 3 days in Stanislaus County meeting with social workers and probation officers regarding child welfare and probation practices, including an in-depth case file review and interviews. The second vehicle for the stakeholder feedback were focus groups. Focus group process is another part of the systems improvement development process where the county meets with key participants to gain their input. Key participants included children, former foster youth, parents, foster parents, relative caregivers, social workers, court staff, attorneys, other county service providers, including behavioral health services, mental health clinicians, and alcohol and drug specialists. The final stage of the assessment process included gathering community input through a stakeholder forum. The county hosted a large stakeholder community meeting in April of 2014. The purpose of the stakeholder forum was to involve our community partners to assist us in a frank conversation about our performance. How well are we doing in preventing child abuse? How well are we doing in providing services that help children remain safely in their parents' homes? How well are we doing in providing services that allow parents to safely reunify with their children in a timely manner? How well are we doing in finding a permanent home for children who are unable to return safely home? And how well are we doing in developing and maintaining community support for families so that they will not need child protective services in the future? Stakeholder feedback confirmed that our families face many significant challenges. These complex family situations include long-term substance abuse, homelessness, housing instability, and mental illness that have taken years to develop. While we develop plans to meet the mandated federal performance measures, it is important for the systems improvement plan to consider the significant challenges many of our families face in Stanislaus County and to ensure services are available to help address these challenges. There are 27 mandated federal outcome measures. The measures are focused in three areas: safety, permanency, and child well-being. Safety focuses on two specific areas. First, no reoccurrence of maltreatment. This measures how many children that are found to be abused or neglected become victims of abuse and neglect within the next 6 months. The second measure is no maltreatment in foster care. This measure looks at all of the children in foster care in a given year and evaluates what percentage of these children were victims of abuse or neglect by a foster parent or group home staff member. The second area is centered around permanency for children. Timely reunification focuses on the percentage of children that are able to return to their parents within 12 months of being moved into a foster care or relative placement. Reentry following reunification measures the percentage of children that return to foster care within 12 months after reunifying with their parents. Timely adoption evaluates how quickly children are legally free to be adopted and how quickly the adoption is finalized using the first day in foster care as a starting point when a child cannot be reunited with their parent. An exits to permanency looks at the percentage of children that are able to find a forever permanent home prior to the 18th birthday. Child well-being is the third and final area. A child's placement experience is an important component of child well-being. Limiting the number of placements that a child experiences, the placement of children in a home of a relative or extended family member, and the placement of Native American children in a relative or Native American foster home are priorities. Social workers' contact with children and families are important in developing trust and assessing risk. Tracking in this area includes how quickly social workers make contact with families in the child abuse emergency and non-emergency investigations, timely contacts with families and family maintenance, and timely visits with their children who are in foster care. Oversight of a child's health is a responsibility of the county when a child is a dependent of the court. Tracking in this area includes regular, timely doctor and dental exams, oversight related to medications, as well as acquiring authorization from juvenile court when needed. Lastly, it's the county's responsibility to ensure that the educational needs of each child is met. This includes advocating for individual education plans and tracking educational achievement. The stakeholder process identified that Stanislaus County meets several of the federal performance measures during the system improvement period. We wanted to share those measures with you today. Timely adoptions. When reunification is not successful, it's important that children move into permanent homes quickly. Stanislaus County exceeded the standard of 36.6%. No maltreatment in foster care. It's important to ensure that children remain safe while in foster care. Stanislaus County exceeded this standard of 99.58%. Placement stability. It's also important to limit the number of foster home transitions a child experiences when in foster care. Stanislaus County exceeded this standard of 65.4%. Social worker visits. Our social workers' personal interaction with children in foster care is integral to maintaining their well-being, building trusting relationships, and ensuring that all of their needs are met. Stanislaus County exceeded this standard of 90%. Finally, removing a child from their family home can be a very traumatic experience. Our social workers are committed to keeping children and their siblings together to maintain their familiarity, comfort, and sibling bonding, which leads to positive outcomes. Stanislaus County exceeded the state average of 71.4%. Based on overall performance and stakeholder input, Stanislaus County's five-year systems improvement plan for 2015-2020 is focused on four specific outcomes: reducing the recurrence of maltreatment, timely reunification within 12 months, reducing reentry into child welfare following reunification, and creating permanency for children who are unable to return to their parents' homes. Our first area of focus is to reduce the reoccurrence of maltreatment. The national standard is 94.6. Stanislaus County performance baseline in this area is 90.2%. Peer reviews and stakeholder evaluations suggested that the elimination of intensive family services over the past several years contributed to the increase in the reoccurrence of maltreatment, and that the creation of intensive service programs would be beneficial in assisting us improve safety, permanency, and well-being for the children we serve. The Systems Improvement Plan identifies the following next steps: utilizing structured decision-making tools. The Structured Decision-Making System Tools is an evidence-based group of assessments that has proven to be successful in helping guide social work decision-making at critical points throughout child welfare's work with a family. The SDM tools do not make decisions, but rather guide social workers to make decisions objectively based on the facts and family dynamics to help assess and gauge the risk and safety for children. There are six separate SDM tools that focus on each decision point where a social worker needs to make a critical decision. The use of team decision makings. The team decision meetings is a collaborative meeting process designed to produce the best decision concerning a child's safety and placement through the joint contributions of family members, community partners, service providers, caregivers, and other support networks. This process allows the family to take ownership of the plan and are more likely to follow the plan and maintain safety for their children. And the development of intensive family maintenance services. Stakeholders suggest the reinvestment of intensive services model for parents and children in the family maintenance program. Intensive services will be offered through a collaborative model, including a unified effort between social workers, public health nurses, adult mental health clinicians, and parent partners in a multidisciplinary unit, increasing family contact requirements. This level of service will benefit those high-risk families and children by reducing or eliminating the likelihood that children will be abused or enter foster care in the future. Our second area of focus is to increase the number of children that are reunified with their parents within 12 months or less. The national standard here is 48.4%. Stanislaus County's baseline is 13.4%. Our strategies in this area include implementing a structured family finding system, implementing a parent partner program, developing social connection support and aftercare services, developing and enhancing family reunification programs, utilizing team decision meetings, and utilizing the system-making tools. Our third area of focus will be decreasing the number of children who re-enter foster care within 12 months of being reunified with their parents. Although the baseline information for the review period indicates that we were meeting the national standard of 9.9%, recent data tells a much different story. Our current data shows that we are at 14%, well above the national standard. Stakeholders identified many of the same strategies as those identified for reducing the reoccurrence of maltreatment and for timely reunification. Our stakeholders encourage us to develop a comprehensive structure that assists parents in developing social connections with the community-based organizations and faith-based organizations, and informal social connections with families, friends, and relatives prior to the termination of child and family services, to strengthen families and to provide them additional resiliency when needed. Strategies include the development of social connection support, the use of team decision-makings, evaluations utilizing SDM, family finding, and parent partner assistance. Our fourth and final area of focus for the Department of Social Services is increasing the number of children who are placed in permanent home through the adoption or guardianship. National standard is 29.1%. Stanislaus County's baseline is 23.2%. Stakeholders identified the following strategies: the implementation of a structured family finding process for the purpose of locating relatives for possible placement, the implementation of team decision making, utilizing joint contribution of family members as we discussed prior. The stakeholder process also identified one focus area for probation: timely reunification, reunifying children with their parents within 12 months or less. The national performance standard in this area is 48.4%. The probation department will be developing plans to strengthen parental engagement over the next 5 years. In order to implement the strategies outlined in the system improvement plan and improve outcomes related to the reoccurrence of abuse, timely reunification, permanency, and reentry into foster care, the Community Services Agency, Behavioral Health and Recovery Services Agency, Health Services Agency, and Probation are seeking your approval for the following positions: the addition of 4 social work 4 positions in the Community Services Agency, the restoration of 2 unfunded public health nurses in the Health Services Agency, and the addition of 2 mental health clinicians in the Behavioral Health and Recovery Services Agency. It is anticipated that CSA will return to the Board of Supervisors to request for the remaining 4 positions in a subsequent agenda item. A study is currently underway to determine the appropriate classification for these positions. The 4 social work 4 positions for the Community Services Agency represent 1 social worker 4 for family maintenance, 1 social worker 4 for family reunification, 1 social worker 4 as a team decision meeting facilitator, and 1 social worker 4 as a relative placement specialist. The Health Services Agency is requesting to restore 2 previously unfunded public health nurse positions. These positions will be contracted to the Community Services Agency in support of family maintenance and family reunification. public health nurses ensure that the medical needs of children are met and that parents are receiving proper education and training to meet these medical needs. Behavioral Health and Recovery Services is requesting the addition of the two mental health clinician positions that will be contracted as well to Community Services Agency. One clinician will assist in intensive family maintenance services for families and they need mental health services, and one clinician will assist family reunification for families in need of mental health services as required in the Systems Improvement Plan. In summary, we're here today, CSA and probation, asking the board to consider the following actions. First, to approve the County Systems Improvement Plan. Second, to authorize the chairman of the board to sign the County Systems Improvement Plan. And third, to amend the salary and position allocation resolution to reflect the recommended positions for Behavioral Health and Recovery Services, the Community Services Agency, and Health Services Agency. So at this point, we're open to any questions that you may have.
Great. Thanks, Kathy. Any questions of Kathy from the board? Let me use my screen here, sorry. Supervisor O'Brien. Sorry, he was in before. Sorry.
Yeah, one starting question. Public health nurses, how many are we trying to hire already? Aren't we understaffed, shorted in that position? And I know it's not your department.
I have to look back to Mary Ann or to Julie.
Currently have two vacant positions that we're hiring for, so this would give us another two that would be vacant that we'd be hiring for.
Okay. Has it been successful lately in attracting public health nurses?
The CEO's office is actually working with us on that, and we have taken down and reposted the job flyer, and we have received more applicants in the last week. I think we're scheduling new qualifying interviews for this week or next week.
Okay. In the report, I didn't see much of medical needs not being met. Did I miss part of that? Is there part of the report that talks about that we're lacking in meeting the medical needs of these children?
What the stakeholders identified was, to answer your question there, what the stakeholders had identified was that it's not that the children's medical needs were necessarily not being met, but that there are cases where children have significant medical needs and the parents are dealing with other issues in addition to learning how to take care of the children, and that if they're not supported and in that way in a more intensive manner, that it's difficult for them once they get their kids back to take care of those medical needs, and then they end up coming back into our system.
Identified in our county.
Yes.
Okay. I just did not see that in the report. This probably should have come to Health Executive Committee. I'm so glad that our county was selected as one of the three, because this shows we have a lot of work to do. The welfare of our children in this community is extremely important, and you know, I'm extremely concerned, especially as law enforcement may refer cases of child abuse to us, and we don't use every single opportunity we can to investigate and take care of those children. I know that. I get complaints. And we're falling short. We are not living up to what our responsibility are to the children in this community. And I'm glad this report came out. I'm not sure our SIP goes far enough. And I'll be looking forward to subsequent reports.
Can I just address one thing, Supervisor O'Brien? When we talked about the three counties that were reviewed, that was back in 2002 when it was first identified and put into federal law that states were required to do systems improvement plans. So three counties were selected in 2002, and at that time we were one of those three counties. Since then, this is our third system improvement plan that we are submitting to the state. So I just wanted to clarify that. Each county is required now to submit a systems improvement plan, but at the very beginning in 2002, we were one of the first three counties.
Okay, Supervisor Chiesa.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had some of the same thoughts about looking at the last 5 years. We've seen some real regressive things going on, and some of that can probably be explained to staffing, of which we're probably responsible. One thing that was kind of alarming to me is that the caseload growth over the last 3 years, and that's a little harder to explain. Do you guys have any idea there's a 27% increase in family reunification, or no, in family maintenance, and 44% caseload growth in family reunification? Any thoughts on that?
Some of it has to do with when there was some downsizing in some of the services. In order to keep kids safe in their homes, we have to make the decision on whether we can actually keep them in the home, safe in the home. If we can't do that through services or services out there, then we need to place them into foster care in order to keep them safe. So that's probably some of the reason why our caseloads and family reunification have increased. Some of the other things is that we do really good job in terms of our community-based organizations and our collaboration with them, and so they provide a lot of the services to families who don't necessarily need to rise to our level to help prevent them from coming to that level. But the families that we do end up going out are the families that are at higher risk, have multiple risk and safety issues. And so that might be another reason why our family maintenance caseloads have increased as well.
Okay. I would, again, echo the sentiment of Supervisor O'Brien. This is a very serious matter. And we can't take this lightly. And when I say we collectively up here, the board, these are vulnerable people, and we have to show some real improvement here.
Just one quick comment. All good comments by Supervisor O'Brien and Supervisor Chiesa. My spin on this, just as I looked at it real, quickly, was the thing that stuck out for me was that, when we look at the four system improvement plan outcomes for 2015 to 2020, and we talk about reunification within 12 months, and then you talk about the data shows that we have an increase, I think, of 28.4% in, I guess, in us not reunifying right within 12 months. Isn't that what it's saying? We haven't been reunifying with families, and that's increased by 28%. Is that what they're saying there?
What they're saying is that within 12 months, meaning we're not reunifying families quickly.
Right. And so
not necessarily that we're not reunifying.
Right. Just not with, yeah. And so my concern is because of this, that I guess I trust in our staff and you guys are the boots on the ground kind of dealing with the kids. And I fear that in order to try to make that percentage better, to get people back to their families quicker, that maybe our staff and our people are thinking they shouldn't be going back, but we've got pressure here now that's saying that we've got to get them back to the families, which might not be a good thing. And I guess that scares me a little bit when I look at that and think that, okay, now because of this, we're doing everything we can to get them back. We got to get these numbers down. Let's get them back with their family when maybe you guys might not think they should be going back with their families.
So let me address that. We are doing evaluations, but we're also working with the juvenile court system. So any return to placement is done in the court system with our attorney, our county council support, our social workers' input, the children's attorneys, the parents' attorneys, and the court. So those decisions are made together. And so the emphasis is to really look at how to make decisions so that children can be reunified and the parents are meeting their plans, that we can do that in a more timely fashion and provide them wraparound services when those children are returned to ensure that safety. And that's a lot of what we talked about in this plan, about having the support from public health nurses, mental health clinicians, and having that support. But it isn't, we're always going to look first and foremost at the safety of that child. We want to reduce the amount of time that a child is in foster care when at all times that it's safe. So I agree with you. Our focus will be on the safety of that children of that child, and trying to reunify as quickly as possible with the families when they're with the parents in a safe environment.
Great. Yeah, I just wouldn't want the pressure from the state to cause us to be doing things that we wouldn't normally be doing. And I guess I would trust you guys more than I would the state mandate saying you need to do this. So
that's something that we think about on a daily basis, is that there is a balance. If you end up reunifying families too quickly, then obviously there's a higher risk for them to come back in the system. We don't want that to happen.
Right. Okay.
So that was the other measure of reentry into foster care after reunification. So you have those two measures that we really need to balance between.
Great. Okay. Thank you. Any other questions from the board? Any comments from the public? Okay, I'll bring it back to the board. Do we have a motion to for staff recommendation? Motion from Supervisor Montes for the three recommendations. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 5-0. Thank you guys very much. Moving on to correspondence.
This board has received a notice from the California Fish and Game Commission regarding proposed regulatory action relating to the prohibition of lead ammunition for the take of wildlife with firearms, and a notice of completion of the draft environmental document regarding these proposed regulations from the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Refer to the Department of Environmental Resources and the Fish and Wildlife Committee.
This board has received from the American Lung Association information on the State of California Tobacco Control 2015 report.
Refer to the Health Service Agency.
This board has received a notice regarding the availability of a draft environmental impact report, environmental impact statement for the North Valley Regional Recycle Water Program, and that a public meeting will be held on February 11, 2015 at 5 p.m. at the Modesto City Hall.
Refer to the Health Services Agency.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Acknowledge receipt of claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office Risk Management Division. Any Board of Supervisor reports? None. Legislative fiscal updates?
Yeah, I just wanted to take a minute to acknowledge the efforts of our Ag Commissioner and Office of Emergency Services. As I'm sure everyone's read about in the paper now, we had an avian influenza detection, and the California Department of Food and Agriculture has set up an incident command center out at our Harvest Hall. And our Ag Commissioner and Emergency Services Director, as well as Chief Operations Officer Patricia Hill Thomas, worked over the weekend to provide support to CDFA, and I just want to acknowledge our efforts in that. So thank you.
Very good. And announcements, the state of the county address, I will be doing that next Tuesday. So looking forward to that. Then we will adjourn the closed session. Jack?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we have a number of matters this morning for closed session. First is conference with legal counsel to discuss existing litigation pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, Subdivision D1, to discuss three cases. First is Protecting Our Water and Environmental Resources et al. Versus Stanislaus County et al., Stanislaus County Superior Court, case number 2006153. Second is County of Stanislaus versus Lowell McGrain et al., Stanislaus County Superior Court, case number 2001429. And finally, Teresa Gunther versus County of Stanislaus, Stanislaus County Superior Court, case number 684825. Additionally, there will be conference with legal counsel to discuss anticipated litigation pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, Subdivision D4, related to one case. We do not expect a report out on any of these matters. And, Mr. Chairman, it would be appropriate to ask if there are any public comments related to these closed session matters.
Do we have any public comment with regard to the closed session? Okay, seeing none, we are adjourned.